Chapter 11. Cat sighed in contentment as Sin's body relaxed behind hers, letting her know he'd finally gone to sleep. She was actually surprised that she'd won the argument for him to go to sleep and not get frisky with her. But even though she wanted to be with him, she still needed a little space. Their relationship was going way too fast for her. She'd just met him, literally, and though they'd shared so much already, she still needed time to breathe, to think, to adjust. So he'd given her a playful pout, then wrapped his arms around her and settled down to sleep. In some ways, this was even more intimate than having sex with him. It at least took more trust, since it required his having to close his eyes and relax around her. She could do anything to him right now, and he'd be powerless to stop her. She could shave his head, paint his fingernails pink, put makeup on his face. Biting her lip, she had to stifle a laugh at the thought of him in such a girly way.
"What are you doing?"
His deep voice was a sleepy rumble. "I thought you were asleep."
"I was, until your hip touched my groin."
Those piercing gold eyes opened to stare at her.
"Kind of hard to stay asleep with the smell of you so close and your body rubbing against mine."
He rolled over onto his back.
"It's actually cruel."
"I'm sorry." She moved to snuggle up to his side. She laid her head on his chest and just inhaled the masculine scent of his body. She stared at her hand, which was incredibly pale on top of his dark skin. Kissing him just above his nipple, she closed her eyes. Sin's body jerked at the sweetness of her actions. He still couldn't believe he was sharing his bed with her, and they weren't doing anything other than sleeping in it. What the hell was wrong with him? He'd never done this with a woman before.
"We're adults. You'll live."
Her glib words rang in his head now, and he wasn't so sure he'd survive this. And yet, at the same time, it was wonderful to feel her lying against him. He ran his hand through her pale hair. He didn't know why, but he'd always been fascinated by blonde hair. Hers was like spun gold whispering against his skin. He fanned it over her shoulders and smiled at the sight of her pink flannel pajamas. Pajamas in his bed, would the indignities never cease? The least she could have done was wear a negligee.
"Those aren't comfortable. They crawl up your nether regions while you sleep."
"But who cares? You would have, and you wouldn't have been able to keep your hands off her in that case." Yeah, she'd pegged him on that. Sin sighed as he pulled at the flannel sleeve. Personally, he wanted to go back in time, find whoever had created pajamas for sleepwear, and beat the hell out of him. Surely he wasn't the only man who'd ever felt that way. Of course, it wouldn't be nearly so bad if Kat couldn't conjure her own clothes. Then he could have insisted she sleep naked, or at the very least in one of his t-shirts. Flannel sucked.
"Sleep, Sin."
That was easier said than done. Honestly, this felt like a whole new kind of torture. His body was white hot and aching with no relief in sight. No wonder some men begged for castration. But before long, his exhaustion overtook him, and he found himself falling asleep again. His dreams drifted through his battles, then back further in time. He could see Anu looking proud as the first of the Galu were born, not of a mother's loins, but of eggs, so that they could survive and be born even if the mother was killed.